Welcome to The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets with me, Darren Kennedy. Each week we go behind the closed doors of some famous faces and into the pampered world of celebrity pets. This week, my guest is podcaster, host, DJ and entrepreneur Vogue Williams. Vogue hosts not one but two incredibly popular podcasts herself. My Therapist Ghosted Me, alongside her friend and comedian Joanne McNally, and Spencer and Vogue with her husband Spencer Matthews. She also hosts her own early morning breakfast show on Heart Radio in London. On top of all that, she's also a loving, doting dog owner of a well-behaved dog, Winston. In this episode, Vogue talks about how her early training with Winnie has really paid off and how best to introduce your dog to a new baby. This is The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets.
Vogue Williams. Oh, I'm Winston. Listen, thank you so much for joining me here on The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets. Delighted to have you. Let's talk about Winnie. Obviously, he's the star of this show. And I have to say, he is probably the best traveled pooch I've ever met in my life, because he started his own life in Australia, isn't that right?
Yeah, Winnie came from Sydney in Australia in Bondi, and he was a gift to me, and I absolutely got that. Was 8 years ago. Winnie's eight.
He's serious.
Yeah, so I've had him for ages. Like, you forget, like, I just eight's young for a dog, isn't it?
It is quite young. Well, Harry's 14 this August.
Oh, God. Okay, that's good. I'm glad about that, because Winnie's like a proper member of our family, but he came from Australia. And I mean, I remember when we were leaving Australia, it was like there was so many groups of people were like, can we take Winnie? Because he's a really well-behaved dog. But we'd had him a year then, and I was like, I just can't leave him. And it cost us a small fortune to get him home, but it was definitely worth it.
You see, people who don't have dogs or pets in particular would never understand you going to great expense to send them, you know, to ship them up and send them back to the UK with you. What is it about Winnie? What is it about the connection between, you know, you and him that's just so special?
Winnie is, he's just a really well-behaved dog. He's different to other dogs. Like, Harry obviously loves to snuggle. Winnie loves to snuggle when Winnie wants to snuggle. So, like, he could come into the room and I'm like, come on, Winnie, you can get in the bed. Come on up. And he'll just, like, look at me, stop, and then walk off. He's really well behaved. I did a lot of training with him when he was younger, and it's really stood to him. So over here, like, I'd never sent him to a kennels or anything like that, because he has groups of people that want to mind him. So it's perfect, because like when we go away for the weekend or something like that, with people that want to mind him. And now Theodore's nanny is obsessed with Winnie.
What type of dog is he actually? What breed?
He is a Beagle Cavalier, and they actually, you could only get them in Australia when we got him. And someone just sent me a mail the other day to say that she had gotten two up in Manchester and sent me a picture of them. They're so cute.
Because I was quite surprised the first time we brought him to the park. Like, I kind of thought he was like, I'm not going to say dozy, but like, you know, light on his feet, you know. But like, he's well able to take off, isn't he? He's quite sturdy.
Oh my God, yeah. He needs like a proper long walk every day, and then he needs to be taken out a couple more times a day. So if you want a dog that's like, you don't have to travel much with or walk much with, when he's not the dog for you, he needs to get out and get exercised every day.
Where did you get the name from, by the way?
Winston. I don't really know. It was Winston or Buster. That we were going to call him one of those names. Better not tell Buster, my makeup artist.
So Winnie's been in your life 8 years now. And for five of those, if not six, he was like your number one. He was your main man. How did he adjust with the arrival of Theodore in your life?
I mean, he wasn't too happy at the beginning. And I would say now, in the last 3 months, they play together all the time. Now, don't get me wrong, Theodore still throws the odd dig and I have to watch out for that. Winnie would never do anything. Well, I mean, with any dog, you can't fully 100% trust a dog, but I wouldn't leave them together on their own. But Winnie has never done anything, and I don't think that he would. But Theodore does like to throw the odd slap, so it's trying to like get that out of Theodore. But for most of the time, like, they just run around. Like, Theodore and Winston, like, that's a good half hour in the morning and a good half hour in the evening that they're just like attached to each other, running around playing with each other. Theodore picks up Winnie's toys and like drags him around.
Oh,
so cute. He's such a tease as well, though, because I'll give Theodore, like, let's say he wants an oat cake, you have an oat cake, and he'll go to give it to Winston and then pull it back and then go and just constantly do stuff like that. But yeah, they've only started getting on, and now poor Winston's going to be like, why is there another baby in this house?
I was going to say, so he's got his best bud, and that's the thing. So you're expecting in the summer?
July.
So you're going to have another baby in the house. I mean, what advice would you have to anyone? Because I know a lot of people watching this who might be expecting, they've had a dog for years, and they're worried about how the dog is going to react and how they're going to introduce them to the new baby when it arrives. What tips do you have for them?
Well, I sent one of the Theodore's, like a blanket that we had on him in the hospital. I sent that home with my mum, and she put that with him so he could get a smell of the baby before he arrived back. But Winston's kind of like not really bothered by much. So he came and had a little sniff of Theodore and then kind of just disappeared. And they've just been, they were coexisting for a while. And then Theodore started getting really interested in Winston. And as soon as he could run and walk, he just kind of took off and has been a huge part of Winston's life since then.
And how did having a dog prepare you for parenthood?
Having a dog is a lot of work. And I think that's why people like borrowing Winston, like you have those sites of borrowmydoggy.com and everything. And I get why people don't want to have to have a dog full time, because it's a lot of work. Like every day, it doesn't matter what the weather's like, Winston has got to go out for a walk. You have to keep him up on all his vet bills, like everything, even ordering his food and stuff like that. And just like when you go away, it's a lot of hassle. So I think that people should realize that it is a lot of work to have a dog.
It's a huge responsibility, but it's also an incredible gift in many respects. And you've been really honest over the years about talking openly about some tough, I guess, emotional things, anxiety and personal struggles. How has Winston been in your life, I guess, being comforting and helped you through some of those tough times?
I think having a dog is like really good company. So I never ever felt alone, even when like I was single for the first time in what was probably like, God, how long would it have been? 10 years, I'd say. It just was not bad because you just had Winston. You always have a companion and they are really, really good company. Even now, like I still look for Winston, and if he's off with somebody, I'll really notice his absence. And I don't like people, like Lizzie might want to take Winston when we're still here. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want to keep Winston just because I like having him around the house with us. So they definitely help with loads of things. And I think if anyone was feeling a little bit lonely or anything, I would say definitely get a job.
And speaking of your childhood, what role did these Dobermen have in it? Were you very close to your animals?
Yeah, I loved them. I mean, people are terrified of Dobermen, but they're actually really placid dogs. So my little brother was young growing up, like he was 1 and 2 when we had them, and he would sit in them and pull out of them, and like they were just really good with them. But I mean, we lived by the cliffs, so when I'd take the dogs for a walk on the cliff, people would like be jumping out of the way to get out of the way of a Doberman. But I think the way you train a dog really makes a difference to them, and especially if you have a dog like a Doberman, people are a little bit more nervous, so you should make sure that they don't jump on people or go up to people or anything like that. I think training a dog is one of the hardest things that you can ever do. It takes so long.
Do you think it really does help you cope with loss? Because I know people say like kids growing up with pets helps them deal with things like loss and grief, and you know, obviously equips them for what lies down the road of adulthood.
Yeah, I mean, when Winnie gets the bucket, which he will, but not anytime soon, I think Theodore will be at an age that he'll really understand it, and he will feel that loss because he really absolutely loves them and he spends a lot of his day with them. So that will be sad, and I suppose it does get you ready for it. And like, we lost both of our dogs, and it's really sad whenever you lose a dog, because it's like losing a family member. So when I see some posts and they're like, my dog just died, I'm like my heart literally breaks for them, because I know how upsetting it would be.
Like, I'd be so lost without Harry. He's like my everyday, he's my company, he gives me structure, he has to be walked, you know, even on days where you might think, oh, I couldn't be bothered going out today, I have to bring him out. I have to say though, he is quite the pampered little pooch. Does Winnie get a lot of pampering?
Oh yeah, Winnie has special dog food that I get delivered for him. He has a bed in the bedroom. He has his bed in the living room.
His throne.
Yeah, he has his throne in the bedroom. And then in the summer, he doesn't like to sleep in the throne. It's a bit too warm for him. So then we have another bed that we put on the floor for him. So yeah, he's pretty spoiled.
So listen, for you, complete this sentence. The best thing about having a dog is?
The companionship. Like having a dog, you'll never, like they're never annoyed at you. They don't hold a grudge. And who is going to be that excited to see you walk through the door like they are? Like they just go nuts whenever you, I could go out for 5 minutes and come home and Winston will be so excited when I get home. And it's like, I've been gone 5 minutes. But it's quite nice that you know, an animal would feel like that about you and want you to come home like that.
If we could learn one thing from Winston, and I see we as, I mean, the human race, humanity, what do you think it would be?
To sometimes take a step back and relax, because Winston definitely does a lot of that. And I think people are so go, 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 and so am I. Like, I'm always doing something. I hate sitting around doing nothing. And I think this whole experience has made me just realise, you know, it's okay not to be, like, filling my day from, like, the second I wake up to the second I go to sleep. It's nice to just sit back and enjoy all the family time. Like, if anything, getting to spend every single day with Theodore has been incredible. And I think just relaxing a bit and just sitting back and just enjoying life for what it is and not always feeling like you have to be achieving something is quite a nice thing.
I think it's lovely, actually. You always have a really positive outlook. And, I mean, what do you do or what mental tricks?
I'm terrible at meditation or anything like that. Like, I just can't. Like, it's like in the... I used to go to yoga. It's too slow for me. But anyway, I used to go, and you know, at the end, you have to do the stretches. I'd be like, sorry, I've got a meeting. Like, I can't bear it.
Are you serious?
I even try and get out of the stretches in a... I do Orange Theory and I leave before the stretches. I like, go, 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 and then leave.
You're so naughty. But what do you do to maintain a positive outlook?
I just always feel that if you are negative or if you project negativity, it will come back at you. So I think the only thing that you can do is just be positive. And of course, everyone has negative days. And I just think it's just so much better to be positive because like, it just makes you feel better. It makes people around you feel better. And if we want some doom and gloom, and just tune into the news, which I try to only do once a day.
Otherwise, you get sucked in. You watch it from hour to hour. And has Winnie helped you kind of remain positive? Because I know if I get up and I find myself having a bit of a bad day, sometimes I just have to look at Harry and I'm like, oh, yeah. And it puts everything into perspective. Come here. Lastly, last question, Vogue. And I love chatting to you about Winston because it's, you know, it's obvious how much you love him and how much of an important part of your life he is, which is gorgeous to see. In terms of responsible pet ownership, and you kind of touched on it earlier on, for anyone considering getting a pet or a dog, what advice would you have?
I would say just be ready. Financially, it can cost you a fair bit of money. Mm-hmm. I would say I actually don't have insurance for Winston. No, you know what? And the vet, I said it to the vet the last time I was in, and she was like, he's kind of a lot older now. I don't think that you're going to be able to actually get insurance. And touch wood, we've been lucky so far. He has had some vet visits. But I think if I got a puppy again, I would do pet insurance because vet bills can be huge. Just know how much extra effort it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have the time to put into a dog at the start because you have to make sure that they are like, as puppies, you have to train them so much. And it takes months and months and months. And you don't just toilet train a puppy in a month. Like Winnie, from start to finish, I'd say it took us 8 months to fully train him. And now, like, I can bring him to the park and let him off the leash, and he comes back and he's just really, really well
behaved. He's so well behaved.
It does take that long. So make sure you have the time to do that. And just remember that you can't go away without getting someone to look after him. So you might have to pay someone to do that. So financially, think about it and how much time you have. And if you can do both those things, then definitely get a dog because they're amazing.
Do you know what happened with Harry? So we were lucky that we got him insured very early on when he arrived in our lives. When he was 6 months old, he got incredibly ill over New Year's Eve. So we ended up going to the emergency vet hospital out in UCD. He was in there for 5 days and the bill came to about $5,000. But luckily enough, we were covered. We only had to pay the excess. So in actual fact, within the first year of his life, that covered his insurance for the rest of his lifetime.
Oh my God, yeah, that is so true actually, because they paid eight.
Yeah, when you look at the maths.
I would definitely get insurance if I went back now then.
Vogue Williams, I'm Winston. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a million. Willie's still snoozing.
Oh, Willie, listen, he's got the right idea. Go off and have yourself a nap there with a few minutes left to yourself.
There's no way I'll get a nap.
Thanks, Vogue. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Vogue, and if you did, please leave us a positive review and 5 stars. Plus, if you've any questions you'd like me to answer, leave them in the review section and I'll do my very best to get back to you. And in case you missed it, episode 1 with Love Island host Laura Whitmore is available to listen to right now. Until next Sunday, bye!